I'd tell you where this happened, but I don't want to blacken the reputation of an entire nation. I was celebrating my birthday on the road and decided to treat myself to a special wine. I had first tasted it just 3 weeks earlier, and the memory of its smoky cassis aromas still lingered. So what if it cost $150 for a half bottle? I summoned the sommelier. He took my order with no pleasure and, looking slightly miffed, brought me the bottle. As he waited for me to try the wine, he tapped his index finger on the bottle. Waiter code for hurry the hell up, I've got larger groups to serve for better tips. Intimidated, I quickly swirled and sniffed and realized that the wine was corked. My stomach dropped to my feet, and I wanted to crawl under the table. The simple words, "I'm sorry, but this wine is corked," formed on my lips, then died there. This may seem odd for someone who writes about wine and has consumed something equal to the annual production of several former Eastern Bloc countries, but I just couldn't do it. I grimaced and said the wine was fine, and with a parting glare, the sommelier trotted off. As I sat choking down sips of my $150 bottle of liquid cardboard, I started to get angry with myself, the sommelier, the restaurant management, and the entire cork industry. In the sommelier's mind, I was probably already a loser for dining out on my own, as well as a complainer for having asked to switch tables when the group beside me was almost shrieking with hilarity at their own humor. Now, I was about to reveal myself as a freeloader, too, for drinking a whole glass of wine before sending the bottle back. By the time he returned to refill my glass, I was trembling with rage and nerves. I couldn't face issuing a direct order. Instead, I suggested quietly that the wine might be off and asked that he try it. His narrowed eyes squished me from 6 inches to 3 as he whisked away my bottle to his tasting table with a flourish that even a grand marshal would have admired. By that time, other diners were watching with interest. He poured a small amount, sniffed at it briefly, then returned to my table with it. "It's fine," he said curtly and strode off. I stared at his departing back with my mouth open. The message was clear: shut up and drink it. The confidence I'd built up over 5 years of writing about wine and tasting thousands of samples vanished. I knew I was right, but I felt shattered. I couldn't even imagine what such a situation must be like for someone who isn't knowledgeable about wine. That's why so few restaurant diners dare to assert themselves. According to the sommeliers I asked, less than 1% of all bottles are ever sent back. But industry statistics estimate that 5 to 10% of bottles are corked or otherwise flawed. Clearly, something is wrong here. The problem, of course, is that most people feel too uncertain about their wine judgment to insist and don't want to ruin what should be a pleasant evening out with a confrontation with the sommelier. But I was certain that I had had a bad bottle. After staring at my corky wine for a while, I asked the maitre d' to bring the manager, a pleasant woman in her 40s. Walking out with her into the quiet lobby, I explained the situation. Fortunately, instead of dismissing my complaint, she was mortified. In fact, she was so empathetic that I burst into tears. The more she tried to calm me, the harder I cried. My crust of fear and anger had been gently peeled away to expose my shame. Who knew that rejecting a bottle of wine involved the same arc of emotions as Greek tragedy?